Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're coming into close to the end of the second hour. We want to share our moment of wisdom, our word of wisdom, and that's going to be found today in Proverbs 4. Word of wisdom moment. Verse 1 says, "Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction and pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender and an only child of my mother, he taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you." And verse 7, listen to this. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it cost you all you have, get understanding. Wisdom. Oftentimes we're talking about wisdom, the wisdom of God. We're not talking about a worldly wisdom, but we're talking about comprehensive insight into the ways of God, right? The ways and the purposes of God. And why wisdom?
Right.
Why wisdom? Because wisdom, the rewards of wisdom are always greater than the cost. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's always greater than the cost.
That's right.
And he says, wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it cost you all you have, get understanding.
Mm.
I just think it's interesting, of all the things where we are encouraged to get in God's word.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get no money. Didn't say anywhere. Get more money.
Yeah.
Get more education. You know what I'm saying? Get more stuff. Get more resources.
Mm-hmm.
Get more alliances. You know.
Right.
Get. No. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. And the thing about it is that we live in such a microwave generation now, Pat, that it's like, you know what? You know, microwave. When you used to have, remember you used to popcorn, Jiffy popcorn?
Oh, yeah.
You put that thing out, you know, over the.
There was no microwave. Yeah.
No microwave. That Jiffy thing would pop, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, it's different. Or you have Burger King, you know, before they used to have Mickey and Patty. Now you just go in there in a few seconds, you have a hamburger and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we had dial-up instead of high speed?
Yeah.
You put your little phone line and you hear the ding, and you knew you had hookup.
Hey, some of them rural areas, they still have that.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you imagine?
Can't do anything on dial-up.
Not what we do now. No way.
You've been on the internet for 2 hours, only read two things, but time to turn it off, you know? And you just look at them. You look from where we've progressed from, you know, a regular phone to cell phone. Even the new cell phones. I mean, remember, people think there was a jump from a regular phone to a cell phone. What about the jump from cell phone to cell phone? From the brick?
Oh, my goodness.
From the brick that you have to carry in the side or the phone in the bag, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To now anyone has a cell phone. Everybody has a cell phone.
Yep.
And it's rare these days that someone even has a house phone. So we're talking about this generation. We got to say, what does get wisdom mean? It means just osmosis, like everything else. It just kind of just jumps in on us and we just kind of just get it, you know? Or it's just going to pop in somehow. Mm-hmm.
Right.
No, there is a getting. It's not a microwave type of thing. It's not, you know, sometimes God can give you a mega pop download. Sometimes God can just, God can do whatever he chooses to do. But we're talking about getting wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It requires that you do some seeking.
All right.
Some engagement in it. You know, Matthew 13:44-46 says that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, that when a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the kingdom of heaven, is like a merchant looking for fine pearls, and when he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. I mean, my goodness, the Bible says that it's the glory of God to conceal a matter. Okay, but to search out a matter is the glory of kings. There's a glory revealed when we're searching out the ways, the purposes of God. There is a glory to be revealed when we spend time abiding and hearing God's voice and taking the time, because once we found the wisdom, once we found the fine pearl, that we actually took time to write down what that pearl was.
That's right.
You know, and we are encouraged to seek it because it's supreme. Supreme means it's the highest quality. It's of the greatest importance. Let me tell you that you can make it without some knowledge, but you can't make it without some wisdom. You need wisdom. You need the wisdom of God your life, especially for the times and the seasons that we're living in. I mean, when you look about these two scenarios about the kingdom of God, the way they were searching, the first thing is that they were looking for it. Let me tell you, you're never going to get wisdom if you're never going to look for it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to search out God's. You got to begin to start looking for it. And what better place to find it than in the Word of God?
Amen.
So you got to look for godly wisdom. The second thing is that, you know, you got to recognize the value. If you don't see wisdom as supreme in your life, you ever try to share some wisdom with somebody and they're like, oh, yeah. It's like, no. This is some good stuff here. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to say you can borrow the experience or you can buy the experience. I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to get you to borrow this right here because, you know, God didn't teach, taught me something. Mm-hmm. And I want to help you out here. But because they didn't value it, it just kind of went one ear out the other. It's like, Hit the forehead and just slid right down out the bottom of their feet, you know?
Right.
But you got to recognize it as valuable, and then you got to be willing to pay the price.
Right.
Got to be willing to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to pay the price by, you know, sowing your time, sowing your energy, getting up early to seek God, to hear his voice, to write down what the word of the Lord is to you, so that you can grow in wisdom, that you can grow in the purposes and the ways of God. Well, today's moment of wisdom is found in Proverbs 4, 1 through 7. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it cost you all you have, get understanding.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.